Back here on the Mighty 690-927, and we have Keith Beaumont, who joins us on the line here from Sun Group. Good morning, Keith. How's it going?
James, it's going good. How are you doing?
Hey, you doing well. Good to have you on here this morning. Sorry, it's a little later than normal here, trying to squeeze everyone in, but what's going on in your world for auctions and everything coming up?
Well, that's what I was just going to talk about a little bit today. You know, real quick, we've got an auction, you know, of course, tomorrow, so I'm going to just kind of briefly cover that auction and what's going to be there. Encourage anyone to come out, you know, today to look at it, or, of course, you know, join us in the morning. But we've got an auction just right north of Neodesha, just about a mile or two. This is on Ottawood Road, and it's all blacktop all the way to the auction. So really easy to get to, good roads and all that good stuff. But again, it's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. So you don't want to miss out on that. Lots of great stuff in it. We've got a lot of good tools like shop stuff. And we've got things like we've got a metal lathe. We've got a drill press. We've got a drill mill, which is a little bit different thing than a drill press. Great big grizzly size commercial one in there. We've got welders. We've got plasma cutters. We've got wood stoves, pellet stoves. We've got a lot of battery chargers, grinders, bench grinders, cutoff saws, band saws, metal band saws. The guy did a lot of metal fabrication kind of stuff. So we've got lots of those kinds of things. We've got, I think, three different kind of welders in this one. So, yeah, if you're looking for that kind of stuff, guys, we've got a lot of it. And we also have got some equipment that would go along with the tractor. We've got a 15-foot bat wing bushwhacker mower. It's an MD-180. Again, that's pretty good. A mower, 15-foot span on it. We also got a hydraulic wood splitter. We've got a Lincoln Electric Ranger 8 welder/generator. This one's only got, I believe, 265 hours on it, so this thing doesn't really have a whole lot of hours on it. So if you're looking for a good welder, this one would be one, I'll tell you that. Got a 12-foot disc that'll be in it. Got the dual wheels on each side of it, which is kind of unique about that one. We've got some trailers. We've got a couple of different trailers then, and a gooseneck trailer, a two-wheel trailer, a little utility trailer, lots and lots of that kind of stuff. And then also, too, there's later put in, that wasn't originally on there, it's an 8-foot speed mover blade, which is like a big box blade that was just recently added into the auction. Also, too, as far as some of our things with motors in it, we've got a 95 Ford F-350. It's a 5-speed manual transmission truck. This one is got the 7.3-liter diesel in it. It's got a flatbed on it. He has used it to keep his welder on. It's a little welding truck. But this is would make a good truck. It's only got 185,000 miles on it. That's pretty low, especially for that year of pickup. But anyone knows the 7.3s are one of them really good, tough engines. So if you're looking for one of those and with a manual transmission, this is it, I'm telling you. Also, too, there's a 75 Ford F-Series flatbed pickup. And this has got the flatbed on it. Again, it's an older truck. It'll be in the auction. In the way of equipment, now we've got a CAT D3. We've got a CAT D3. It's got a 6-point blade on it. It's just a little dozer, kind of in between little and real small and big. So it's actually, to me, it's about the perfect size. This could be moved with a 1-ton pickup. So I think that there's makes this thing a little bit more diverse in what you can do with it. But this one's got around 3,800 hours on it, so it's actually got really low hours on it. He told me that this was a 1999, so good little dozer, fires right up the first time he cranks on it. Just an overall really good machine. So if you're looking for something that could build some I mean, this would be one to really look at if you're in the dozer mode right now looking for those. I've got a Case 870 tractor. It's got about 5,200 hours on it. This is probably about an 80-horse tractor, I believe. Another real good tractor that fires right up and runs the way that it should. You know, so again, check that out too if you're looking for a little tractor. Other than that, guys, there's lots of stuff on here. We've got a lot of scrap metal. We've got pipe, different sizes of pipe, actually. I think there's 2-inch, 3-4-inch. I mean, there's just all kinds of different sizes of pipes that's going to be in here. So, and a lot of, like I said, a lot of different scrap metals and that sort of thing. So lots of good things in here, from your tools to dozers, tractors, that sort of thing. There's just quite a bit in there that we have. So, again, if any of that interests you, or if you want to look at more what we got, we've certainly got a lot more than what I just mentioned. You know, make sure and get on our website and check it out, sungrouprealestate.com. Or if you have, you know, more questions with it, you know, make sure, as always, you know, reach out to me and be happy to help you on that. So, looking forward, we'll have another auction in Yodeshe after this weekend, looking into next Saturday. This is going to be all just a firearms-related sale. I think there's probably something around like 68 of those. So those are going to range from long guns to pistols to all that stuff, shotguns, high powers, and that sort of thing. So so be watching for that. That's going to be, again, that's going to be the following weekend. We will be over there doing that one. So then after that, we'll be doing one in Chanute. Again, lots of good things that'll come in that. We'll talk a little bit more, I guess, more in detail about that, but it'll have a Case cab-in tractor. It's got a 93 Ford F-250 tractor. There's a Bush Hog. It's got a little Scout, a 61 Scout, actually, International Scout. That'll be in that auction. So just, again, I'll name a few of the items off in that one. But that one, again, will be coming up the weekend after next. So we've got, that's our next few auctions. So again, if you guys have any questions about that, you know, check out our website, sungrouprealestate.com. Give me a call. I'd be happy to send you a sale bill if you need one digitally or however, or you can stop by our office. We're located right here in Fredonia, Kansas. Just go to the downtown square. And once you're down there, we're on that northwest corner of it. So from the courthouse, we're just north and west a little bit. Really, really easy to find. You can stop in and pick up a cell bill, or let me know if you need me to send you one. Again, my phone number is 316-680-5131. And if you have any questions about your own cell that you would like to put together, or if you just have questions how they work. The other thing, too, is real estate. Make sure you guys... If you have any questions regarding, you know, real estate, you know, we specialize in land sales. So if you have any questions about that or you're thinking about maybe getting something listed, you know, go ahead and reach out and we can kind of talk about that too, what the best options are for you on that as well. So, and again, you can call or text either way, good with that. Get them both ways and I'm fine. So again, 316-680-5131.
All right, Keith. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a great auction coming up. Hope folks can check it out. And we really look forward to catching up with you again soon. And just thank you so much for coming on by here today.
Thank you, James. Talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds like a plan. That is Keith Beaumont with Sun Group. Check it out at Sun Group's website there. They have all sorts of great stuff available for you.